Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is entitled Lessons Learned from the Sight and Sound Theater. Well, Tom, you participated in a backstage tour of the Sight and Sound Theater while attending a show. Based on the title of this presentation, I'm guessing you picked up a bunch of business tips that you can share with our listeners.
Bill, it was really amazing. The Sight and Sound Theater has been in business for 40 plus years and currently grosses over $73 million a year. While on the backstage tour with our guide, I was able to ask questions and take notes for this presentation. It may be a different business, but the principles I observed will literally apply to any business of any size. Our listeners are going to absolutely love this presentation.
Oh, it is an excellent presentation, Tom. One thing that jumped out at me was the idea of past outstanding performance not guaranteeing future employment. Can you imagine how the mindset of employees would change if they understood that they would have to reapply for their current job again next year? I don't know about you, but I think that would certainly keep me on my toes. Well, this month's presenter is Tom Grandy. Tom really doesn't need an introduction. He is, however, the founder of Grandy & Associates and introduced the Prophet University audio series to our listeners over 20 years ago. And now, with lessons learned from the Sight and Sound Theater, here's Tom Grandy with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
I'm always intrigued by unique, one-of-a-kind businesses that find a niche no one else is filling. When I attended my initial performance at the Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, my business mind flew into high gear. See if you can wrap your mind around this. The Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania presents 11 two-hour shows per week depicting a different biblical story each year. Shows are presented March through December. The theater holds 2,069 seats, and all shows, yes, I said all shows, are sold out months in advance. The average seat price is $75. Now do a little math. 11 shows a week times 43 weeks times 2,069 seats times $75 a seat. If my math is correct, those numbers equate to annual gross sales in excess of $73 million. In addition to the actual play, they also have a few add-on sales. The theater offers behind-the-scenes tours once a day, conducted by actual actors in the play. They offer 5 daily tours, all at the same time, with about 30 people in each tour. Now, I won't bore you with the math, but trust me, those behind-the-scenes tours generate an additional $2 million in gross sales per year. Not to mention the gift shop, the food court, and online merchandise income. By the way, longevity is always an excellent barometer of a quality company. The theater has been around since 1976. That means they have been in business for over 40 years. With that kind of continuous success, there just had to be, a few basic business principles the average business owner could learn from. As I begin, I'd like to make a suggestion. First, pause the presentation, find a pen and a pad of paper, and be ready to take a few notes. We're going to cover a lot of ground, so the more notes you can take, the more meaningful the presentation will be. Find a cool drink to sip on while you listen and take notes. Now, I've had the pleasure of attending two presentations over the past years. The last program I attended was NOAA. Since this was my second show, I signed up for the behind-the-scenes tour, fully prepared with the notes section of my iPhone open with a long list of questions to ask. I wanted to capture every business nugget possible to share with our customers. Before the tour began, I received permission to take notes as well as a few photos. My tour objective was very specific. I wanted to glean as many business tips as possible to share with you, our loyal listeners. If I were to share all the notes I took, that would take a book, rather than a 30 or 40 minute audio presentation. The following format will be used. I'm going to share how the Sight and Sound Theater organization handles different aspects of their business. Then I'll make a few comments and observations. Hopefully, this will serve to move your company forward in some practical and profitable ways. So let's begin. Let's start with the mission statement. The company didn't just decide to present biblical stories in order to generate as much profit as possible. They had a very specific reason for creating the company, which is summed up in their mission statement. The mission statement of the Sight and Sound Theater is, quote, "Our purpose is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ and to sow the word of God into the lives of our customers, guests, fellow workers, by visualizing and dramatizing the scriptures, through inspirational productions, encouraging others, and seeking ways to be dedicated and wise stewards of our God-given talents and resources," unquote. Now, a mission statement isn't of much value if it's not conveyed properly to all the employees until it becomes part of the underlying culture. That culture, conveyed through the mission statement, must then be clearly presented to the customer, both in word and in deed. The Sight and Sound organization has done an amazing job of accomplishing this in a variety of different ways. Initially, it's clearly conveyed to potential employees through the hiring and training programs. Each potential employee clearly knows, before they even apply for the job, what the mission of the organization is. Once the mission is clearly understood by the employees, it is purposely, yes, the word purposely is important, conveyed to their potential and actual customers. Potential customers see the mission statement on their website and/or through the company's marketing efforts. When potential customers become real customers by attending a show, the mission is then resold over and over again. Initially, all customers are able to view the mission statement as they enter the building, as it's physically posted in various places all can see. Also, each behind-the-scenes tour is led by actual theater actors, who in turn provide a detailed explanation of the mission of the Sight and Sound organization before the tour begins. Each person on the tour is also issued a badge with a lanyard. And guess what? The mission statement is actually printed on the back of the badge. Few customers will leave the grounds without fully understanding why the Sight and Sound Theater is in business. Now let's take a bit of a breather to ponder on a few questions concerning your business. The first question is pretty basic. Do you even have a mission statement? Do you know why you're in business? If the answer to the above two questions is yes, that's wonderful. If the answer is no, I would strongly suggest you pause this presentation and make a physical note to gather the leadership of your company and discuss the specifics of why you're in business. Until that question is answered, it's difficult to move forward. It's kind of like trying to build a building without a foundation. It's doomed for failure. Now let's assume you do know why you're in business and you have developed a mission statement in writing. The question then shifts to your employees. I don't just mean your key employees, I mean all of your employees. Do they know what the company's mission is? If they do, how is that mission statement conveyed to your customers? If you and all your employees can't easily answer the above questions, then it may be time to take a few steps back to clarify why you're in business. This could be a wonderful catalyst that initiates a discussion towards clarifying the vision and direction of the company for years to come. Few of us will ever fully invest ourselves in anything, much less a business, if we don't have a specific reason for doing so. We all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. If you don't have one, I want to strongly suggest you develop a mission statement. Once created, be 100% sure that all, yes, I said all employees know what it says and means. And lastly, invest the time and the money to be sure the mission statement is being properly conveyed to your customer base in a way they can clearly understand. Now let's talk about hiring and training employees. As we begin this discussion, let me clarify one thing. The actual production of NOAA had approximately 50 stage actors. However, there were an additional, yes, additional, 450 support people without whom the show would not go on. That includes the sound booth staff that produces over 700 sound changes during the performance. It includes the design teams, the fabricating staff, the animal trainers, costume designers, lighting technicians, stage crews, and literally hundreds of others the audience will never see. For now, however, let's focus on the 50 onstage actors. Actors do not simply apply for positions at the Sight and Sound Theater. All actors consider working at the theater as part of their personal ministry. Yes, they are highly skilled actors, but their personal vision lines up with the vision of the theater, and they simply want to be part of it. Becoming an actor in one of the productions is not a haphazard process. Let me highlight just a few specific details. First, let's talk about multiple scripts. All actors must learn a minimum of 4 scripts. When a show runs for nearly a year, it's inevitable that someone will be sick, on vacation, or gone for unexpected reasons. Properly trained backups at every position are essential. Role assignments for any actual performance are not made until 1 hour. That's right. They're not made until 1 hour before showtime. So the actor had better be prepared. Role practice. Each actor begins practice 6 months before showtime. 7 weeks out, they practice with the team from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 6 days a week. Dress rehearsal begins 7 days prior to showtime. Training is intense, which ensures a top quality performance. See any applications to your business yet? Let's call this one Rise and Shine. Most actors will have at least one singing role. Actors with singing roles are required to be up at least 3 hours before their performance in order to warm up their voice. That means if the individual is performing in the 9 a.m. show, they must be up by 6 a.m. to warm up their voice. Wow! Talk about investing in your job outside of normal business hours. With these actors, it's not just a good idea, it's part of their overall job description. What about job security? This is fun. Job security is not guaranteed. There is no job security. Remember the TV ad about stocks? The byline says past performance is no guarantee of future performance. At the conclusion of each season, all actors must reapply to be chosen to be part of the next production. If they have performed well over the past year, they'll be considered as part of the new cast, but there's no guarantee of future employment simply because they've done a good job in the past. Now, what can we learn from the theater's hiring and training practices? First of all, they do not simply hire warm bodies to fill a position. The individual must catch a vision for where the company is going and want to be part of it. They must understand it's a team effort. They may be the one on stage, but without the team, the show will not go on. Each employee has a healthy respect and appreciation for the other team members. If you are the owner of the company, you're fully aware that you may be called upon to perform any job at any time. Just like actors learning multiple roles in order to fill in when and where needed. The company's employees need to be cross-trained to fill a variety of positions when the need arises. Oh, and by the way, they must learn to accept working in different positions as needed without grumbling or complaining. Let me say that again, without grumbling and complaining. It's the team's effort that creates satisfied customers. The actors also accept responsibility for making the extra effort on their own time. No one is watching them to see if they get up at 6 a.m. to warm up their throat. But guess what? If they've not warmed up their voice, it will reflect in their performance, just like it does with your employees. How about the no job security thing? What a unique idea to require performance at a high level before you can be considered, yes, considered, for re-employment for another year. I'll let that dwell on your mind just a bit to see how it might apply in your particular situation. Now let's recap for a moment and perhaps take time to jot down a couple of notes. For a company to grow and prosper, like the Sight and Sound Theater has, we require top quality employees who catch a vision for where the company is going and want to be part of it. Outstanding employees must be willing to work hard during working hours and after hours for the good of the company and to excel when it comes to exceeding customer expectations. The team really is only as good as its weakest link. Let me say that again. The team really is only as good as its weakest link. You might want to make a note on your phone or your iPad to schedule a meeting with your team to discuss your current hiring and training practices. Reflecting on some of the above comments might just lead to hiring and training practices that would significantly improve company morale and overall customer experience. Now let's shift to long-range planning. New shows don't just happen quickly. It typically takes 2 to 3 years from conception to showtime. Over the years, a very specific process has been perfected. Each show begins with an idea created by a team. Notice I said created by a team, not an individual. Once the team has agreed on the topic of the new show, they begin the storyboard process of creating the overall program. The process is followed by building scale models of each scene. Once approved, models are then sent to the massive shop where they will first design the support structure, usually made of wood, steel, fabrication, or whatever it takes, and each scene piece. When the structure is completed, they then add foam to the shape of the piece, followed by painting and foliage. Each scenes are physically created in-house. However, subcontractors occasionally are used for unique situations. A bit later, we'll discuss expansion. However, for now, suffice it to say that the Sight and Sound Theater now has a second location in Branson, Missouri. The reason I'm mentioning it here is that all scenes must be designed to be disassembled in such a way that they can be packed up into tractor trailer trucks in order to ship the play to Branson, Missouri. That's no small task. As the scene's props are created, they're stored on stage, backstage, or in the ceiling. There are also massive floor doors that open up, allowing scenes to be stored and quickly accessed for quick scene changes. Oh, and by the way, the stage itself is massive. The entire stage is 22,000 square feet, as compared to Radio City Music Hall with 10,000 square feet. Placement of every prop is physically marked on the floor, and large scenes are actually moved into place by use of GPS. However, anything can fail, so all movement of props and scenery can also be physically moved should the quote-unquote system fail. While the scenes are being manufactured within the same physical building where the play is going on, costumes are meticulously being designed and created. No detail is spared. It typically takes 24 man-hours. Yes, you heard me correctly. It takes 24 man-hours to create one beard. Each individual hair is hand-placed to create the proper effect. Since each actor will change costumes multiple times during the show, some as quickly as 15 seconds, everything must be in place. The typical show has 300 to 1,000 costumes, so each costume has a specific place to be hung. Each beard has its own box, and every microphone has an assigned shelf with predetermined settings. Can you just imagine what would happen if an actor could not find their costume in the middle of a production? Keeping in mind, any one of several actors may be playing the role at any particular day, so everyone must know exactly where all the props are located. Personal responsibility and accountability are critical when it comes to taking care of costumes and props, or the show will not go on as scheduled and therefore will not exceed the customer's expectations. Yes, it truly is an amazing process as it unfolds. So what parallels are there between long-range planning utilized by the Sight and Sound Theater and your business? Before we recap, you may want to take a deep breath and be ready to jot down a few notes. First of all, creating the perfect customer experience requires a lot of detailed planning. It's not simply a matter of the phone ringing and sending a tech to fix the equipment. Anybody can do that. Like the theater, the customer experience a company desires to deliver must be planned in detail long before the show begins. Every aspect needs to be considered, including backup plans should things not go as planned. All the pieces must fit together properly, from what the CSR says on the phone to how the money is collected. You'll remember the costumes, beards, and microphones all had specific places they were stored because a different actor might play that role tomorrow. Do you see any similarities when it comes to your techs handling inventory and or placing items in the tool storage? What happens when the tech can't find the tool John used yesterday? What if the truck doesn't start? Well, the needed parts are not on the truck. If all pieces are not easily available, the show will not go on as scheduled, and the customer will not receive what they expected and paid for. And guess what? Not only will the customer be disappointed, but the inefficiencies mentioned above will also most likely cut into, if not totally erase, the profitability of the job. Planning is everything. Every conceivable problem needs to be addressed and, if possible, documented in some kind of a binder. Surprises that are mishandled not only irritate the customer, they can also be the difference in making a profit or not on any particular job. Now let's turn our attention to marketing. Marketing is a key element no matter what kind of business you're in. It's really hard to sell something that the potential customer doesn't even know exists. The theater markets everywhere possible, from billboards to toll booths. Their website is amazing. Check it out. However, after 40 plus years of providing top quality performances, guess what's happened? You got it. Referrals. That is a word of mouth, satisfied customers, and they've taken over. How else can you explain the need to purchase tickets months in advance before the performance is sold out? Now, I don't have the facts to back it up, but I would expect a high percentage of the theater seats are sold to past satisfied customers wanting to see the next production. Hey, my wife and I are two of those people. We live in Kentucky, and my sister lives in Baltimore, a couple hours from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where the Sight and Sound Theater is located. We made plans in June to fly up for a visit in August, which included driving to Lancaster to attend the latest production of Samson. Yes, we bought our August tickets way back in June. Everyone listening to this presentation is familiar with marketing, at least to some extent. Most every successful company spends a lot of money on marketing, at least during the initial years in business. However, the true indicator of quality of products and services you offer will be easily measured by the percentage of repeat customers you have. If you're not already doing this, begin tracking the source of your calls. You need to know what percentage is created by referrals through your current customer base. How many are repeat customers? How many are from very specific types of marketing that you're doing? If repeat customers aren't a significant percentage and are growing, then that's a problem. If your repeat customers are growing by percentage and number, that's really good fruit. If that's not the case, I would strongly suggest you take a really close look at the show you're presenting. Training for the unexpected is another area that needs to be handled. If you're at all familiar with the biblical story of Noah, you are aware that there are lots of animals involved. Actually, two of all animals were in the ark, and seven of the animals that were going to be used for sacrifice. Guess what? The show Noah had lots of animals as well, over 60 to be exact. Training that number of animals to do their part was no small task. The animals had to have housing, food, medical attention, and trainers had to be hired. They also had full-time vet because animals, like people, occasionally get sick. Training was unique for each animal. Now think about that statement. Each kind of animal required unique training. The way you train a bird is different than the way you train an elephant. Give that some thought in terms of your employees. Each position requires its own unique training program. Birds were trained to follow light sources. Pigs followed a food chain on the floor, surprise, while others responded to sounds and or motion. Now, teaching animals what to do is a lot different than performing the same task under pressure with a large, live, and sometimes noisy audience watching. To help desensitize the animals, the soundtrack for the play was played continuously to get them used to the music and the singing. Do you remember a professional golfer named Tiger Woods? If so, you might remember his dad would purposely drop his golf bag during his backswing and or make distracting sounds while he was swinging. Why? To train him to focus under pressure when unexpected distractions occurred. The animals were trained in a similar way. During rehearsals, they were intentionally distracted until they were so used to the process that any unexpected distraction did not hinder their performance. As a side note, all customers were told not to turn on their cell phones. That sounded like a reasonable request, but not for the reason you might expect. Remember, the birds were trained to respond to a light source. Our guide told us that during one of the performances, an audience member turned on their cell phone, which produced what? Light. You guessed it. One of the hawks was soon in midair and landed on the customer's head. Now, we all talked about training earlier, but this section goes beyond basic training. This section speaks to training our staff and technicians how to react under unusual and unexpected circumstances. All professional golfers can hit any club in their bag within a yard or so. However, the eventual winner of the tournament is often the golfer who made a mistake, but recovered well. That is what your staff needs to do. How do they act or react when things don't go as expected? That requires unique training. Now let's talk about expansion. Most successful companies grow. Some simply expand coverage from their current location, while others open up new locations many miles away. By that point in the company's history, trainees become standard, and they know how to market to get the business. The Sight and Sound Theater was no exception. They had everything down to a system before it was time to expand to a second location, which for them was Branson, Missouri. When the season was over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the entire show was moved to Branson, Missouri for the following season. Wow, that was no small task. That meant all props, costumes, and scenes had to be moved by truck to Branson, Missouri. That also meant all scenery had to be designed to be disassembled in order to fit into transfer trucks. The last show required 42, that's right, 42 transfer trucks to move everything. So what's the lesson for our businesses? Well, it's pretty obvious. Make sure all systems, policies are in place before expansion begins. Each new location will have its own unique challenges. If the basics are not in place, it will be a disaster when the new unique problems arise. Now, we've covered a lot of ground so far, so let's take just a couple of minutes to kind of recap some of the high points. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission statement is important. Every company needs to know why they're in business. The overall purpose of a mission statement is to set the direction of the company. Once the mission statement is created, the challenge is to be sure the entire staff, office, and techs not only know the mission of the company, but are fully capable of conveying that mission to the customer. This is not a one-and-done process. Management needs to restate, that's right, management needs to restate the mission to all employees on a daily basis until explaining it to the customer is totally natural. In terms of hiring and training employees, remember how the Sight and Sound Theater only hired employees who had a personal vision that matched the company vision. Actors were required to learn multiple scripts as they were not assigned their part until 1 hour before showtime. Translated, all employees were cross-trained with multiple positions. That's a tough job. If the employee had not bought into the company vision, they would soon lose interest and probably seek employment elsewhere. Oh, and do you remember talking about no job security? We talked about the TV ad for the stocks with the byline, past performance is no guaranteed for future performance. At the conclusion of each season, all actors had to reapply to be chosen to be part of the next production. If they had performed well over the past year, they would be considered, but not guaranteed, a part in the new cast. Again, there was no guarantee for future employment simply because they may have done a good job in the past. I want to challenge you. I really do. I want to challenge you to see how you might apply that principle to your company and your workforce. We also talked about long-range planning. New presentation didn't just appear each year. Each show goes through a detailed planning and development process. It takes nearly 3 years from conception to showtime. Every aspect of the customer's experience is planned in detail. The same is true for your business. Providing outstanding customer experience day after day, month after month, year after year, will not happen without a great deal of planning and training. The result for the Sight and Sound Theater are gross sales exceeding $73 million a year with a healthy net profit. However, it's important to note that it's mission that drives the company to provide consistent customer experience. Profit just happens to be a fruit of having accomplished those goals. Let me say that again. Profit just happens to be the fruit of accomplishing those two goals. What drives the company? Is it a sense of mission or is it simply to generate a profit? That's an important question to ask and answer. Marketing is essential for any business, including the Sight and Sound Theater. An outstanding overall marketing program is essential for any new business, but the overall goal is to create great repeat customers that will recommend your products and services to others. To be sure that's happening, the company needs to measure and evaluate its success on a regular basis. If the mission is being accomplished and an outstanding customer experience is being provided, the measure of success will be an increasing percentage of repeat and referral customers. To know that's happening means numbers have to be tracked. We also discussed training for the unexpected. We talked about how the animals used during the performance were not just well trained, but were trained for the unexpected. Most quality employees will be able to perform well time and again under normal circumstances. However, the really valuable employees are those that adapt well when things don't go as planned. That's not going to just happen. That will require forethought and training well in advance of the actual circumstance coming about. Lastly, we talked about expansion. Most company owners are thinking, at least in the back of their mind, that one day we're going to expand. That might mean expanded coverage from their current location, or it might mean adding one or more locations. For either situation to happen will require long-range planning. Long-range planning is partly walked out by hiring quality entry-level employees that will one day become managers. It involves purchasing equipment of high quality that will last a long time and be able to handle multiple types of work. Eventual expansion also means developing an outstanding marketing program that can be duplicated in other locations. As the everyday process is being accomplished, expansion is always in the back of the owner's mind, and it indirectly drives their everyday decision-making process. Yes, there's much to be learned from successful companies like the Sight and Sound Theater. Becoming successful in the long run require detailed planning centered on a very solid mission statement that all employees embrace and walk out on an everyday basis. And by the way, if you're ever in Lancaster, Pennsylvania or Branson, Missouri, be sure to take in a Sight and Sound performance. Having listened to this presentation will perhaps heighten your appreciation for what you're about to watch.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.